This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with the news out of the stories first. Nepal Communist Party Standing Committee meeting continued today as well. Meeting dwelt on content of speech delivered by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and registration of Nepal Communist Party UML at the Election Commission. Nepali Congress Central Working Committee meeting discussing country's contemporary political status, corona pandemic, among other issues. Nepal's coronavirus cases raised 13,564 with confirmation of 316 new cases today. And Indian government to provide free food to 800 million people for coming 5 months. Now the news in detail. The standing committee meeting of the Nepal Communist Party dwelt on the issues beyond the set agenda today. The spokesperson of the party, Narayan Kaji Shrestha, said today's meeting of the committee dwelt on the content of the speech delivered by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli on the birth anniversary of the late Madan Bhandari and the registration of the new political party named Nepal Communist Party UML at the Election Commission. A spokesperson Shrestha further said, after the committee members put forth their views on the preset agenda of Nepal-India border disputes, Nepal Communist Party Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda presented the new agenda in the meeting. The committee then discussed the new agenda. A spokesperson Shrestha said, Prime Minister and Nepal Communist Party Chair K.P. Sharma Oli and another party chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, leader Jalnath Khanal, Madhav Kumar Nepal, Beduram Busal, Bamdev Gautam, Narayan Kaji Shrestha, Ostalakshmi Sakye and Bim Rawal, among others, put forth their views today. Earlier, the agenda for government's work review, review of efforts on coronavirus control and treatment, review of parties, activities and matters of MCC were set for the meeting. The next standing committee meeting of the Nepal Communist Party is set for 11 a.m. tomorrow. Nepali Congress Central Working Committee meeting is being held at the party's headquarters in Sanipa. Nepali Congress Central Committee member Ram Krishna Yadav said that the committee is discussing on the contemporary political status in the country, corona pandemic and its effect, recently forwarded citizenship bill and the party's upcoming 14th General Convention. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has paid a call on President Vidyadevi Bhandari today. President's Chief Personal Secretary Besraj Adhikar informed that President Bhandari and Prime Minister Oli discussed on the contemporary issues in the budget held at Presidential Palace Sital Nivas. According to Personal Secretary Adhikari, the budget between the President and the Prime Minister was a regular budget. The National Concern and Coordination Committee of the National Assembly has directed to the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration to appropriate the money for the prevention and control of COVID-19 in coordination with provincial and local governments on priority basis. The committee meeting held at Simadabad today directed the government to manage and monitor the quarantine centres and isolations. The committee has also directed to facilitate the entry of citizens in Kathmandu Valley, particularly sick people, employees and entrepreneurs. The parliamentarians in the meeting stressed on the need of managing quarantines and isolations following health standards and formulation of laws considering general public. Likewise present in the meeting, Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration, Hridayesh Tripathi, said the federal government has managed all expenses for local levels in coronavirus control efforts. With the confirmation of 316 new cases today, the total number of coronavirus infections in Nepal has reached 13,564. Addressing the regular press briefing today, spokesperson of the Health and Population Ministry, Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, confirmed that 171 females and 245 males were tested virus positive in the last 24 hours. The Health Ministry said 11,907 males and 1,657 females in total have been confirmed with coronavirus infection in the country till this date. Meanwhile, 60 people returned home today after health recovery from virus infection. As of today, 3,194 people have returned home following health recovery. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota and National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timal Sena have extended best wishes to all Nepalese on this 62nd Parliament Day today. In their best wishes message, they have extended deep respect to all the martyrs who lost their lives in course of democratic movements in the country. They also paid respect to the injured freedom fighters. They have also stressed on the need of continuous improvement and institutionalization of parliamentary system achieved from the sacrifices of the people. The Parliament Day is marked today commemorating the first Parliament meeting held after the first parliamentary election in 2050 Bikram Samvat. The main opposition Nepali Congress has drawn the government's attention towards taking effective measures for prevention and control of COVID-19 pandemic. Party's COVID-19 Monitoring Committee Coordinator and party's Joint General Secretary Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat and his delegation called on Minister for Health and Population Bhanu Bhakta Dhakal today. The delegation drew the minister's attention towards the proper handling of coronavirus quarantine centres across the country. 70 of Nepalis returning home from abroad, unhindered medical care for all the patients, pregnant and postpartum mothers, and maintenance of transparency in procurement of health materials. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Here we take a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेडमा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिया थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ रेस्ट अफ द न्यूज अपडेट्स Lawmakers have stressed on preserving cultural heritages while implementing the master plan of the Pasupati Area Development Trust. Speaking in the meeting of the International Relations Committee of the Parliament, the lawmakers have stressed on preserving originality for the cultural assets on the Pasupati area while constructing new physical structures. They demanded that while leading reconstruction in Pasupati premises, consultation with the archaeological development should be made mandatory. They also stressed on paying attention to preserving culture and keeping in originality intact. They urged all concerned sites to lead the reconstruction by framing master plan as it is one of the World Heritage Sites. The Nepal Health Research Council has started a study about the gene sequencing of the coronavirus in Nepal. Executive Director of the Council, Dr. Pradeep Gyawali, said that the study is being carried out to find out the type of gene found on coronavirus infected in the country. The research would find out the type of gene in Nepal as there are many strains of genes of coronavirus. Likewise, the council has forwarded process by signing agreements with Kathmandu University for the same. Similarly, preparation has been made for agreements with Tribhuvan University and other private labs. The Nepal Stock Exchange Limited today decided to temporarily hold share trading after its indices jumped unusually. The domestic share market was open today after a long closure due to the nationwide lockdown against coronavirus coming into effect from March 24th. The market had opened around 100 days with a brief opening in amidst the lockdown. In the second week of Baisakh, the market remained open for 2 days and was closed following a continuous fall. Tribhuvan University TU has formed a task force to decide on examinations under the semester system which have been stalled due to the lockdown. TU Rector Professor Dr. Sivalal Busal is the coordinator of the task force constituted to give suggestions regarding what to do with the examinations under the semester system. TU Examination Controller Pusparaj Joshi said a decision would be taken regarding the exams under the semester system based on the suggestions of the task force. The examination of bachelor's level 2nd and 4th semester and the master's level 2nd and 4th semester had been postponed due to COVID-19. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. news. Now on to some international updates. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced the extension of Prime Minister for Welfare Food Program till the end of November. The scheme announced in the wake of COVID-19 pandemic provides free food grants to the people. Addressing the nation today, Indian Prime Minister Modi said 800 million people will get free ration for 5 more months. Mr. Modi further added that timely decisions and measures like lockdown have saved many lives in India. The Central Drug Standard Control Organization, the national regulatory body for India pharmaceuticals and medical devices, has granted approval to Bharat Biotech India to conduct human clinical trials for corona vaccine called Covaxin. The company, in a statement, said it is the first Indian COVID-19 vaccine to receive the approval in India. The Covaxin was developed in collaboration with the Indian Council of Medical Research and National Institute of Virology India. The company said the trials will start from July. The European Union has named 14 countries whose citizens are deemed safe to be let in from 1st July despite the pandemic, but the US, Brazil and China are excluded. Those names include Australia, Canada, Japan, Morocco and South Korea. Diplomats have said the European Union is ready to add China if Chinese government offers a reciprocal deal for EU travelers. The total number of coronavirus infection cases across the world has surpassed 10,436,000 today. As per the data collated by the data analyst Worldometer, more than 5.69 million people have recovered from the virus infection. Meanwhile, more than 508,000 people have lost their lives due to coronavirus infection across the globe. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at some places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up top stories once more. Nepal Communist Party Standing Committee meeting continued today as well. Meeting dwelt on content of his speech delivered by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and registration of Nepal Communist Party UML at the Election Commission. Nepali Congress Central Working Committee meeting discussing country's contemporary political status, corona pandemic among other issues. Nepal's coronavirus cases raised 13,564 with confirmation of 316 new cases today. And Indian government to provide free food to 800 million people for coming 5 months. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the morning. Stay tuned and have a good night.